When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everybody, I am Lucia Matuonto and welcome to the Relatable Voice podcast, a talk show where my guests and I talk about relatable everyday situations, books, and the environment we live in. Remember to subscribe and follow the podcast on social media so you can be notified when a new episode is available. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Relatable Voice podcast. Today we are driving to Palm Beach to chat with Petronella Ravenchair. Petronella is an accomplished author and nutrition expert with a focus on digestive, skin, and weight issues. Her latest book, The HBD Cookbook, The Human Cook Diet, is available now. So my dear Petronella, welcome to the RV.
Thank you so much. And it's so lovely to see you here in Palm Beach County.
Thank you. I miss Florida so much. So I'm happy to be here with you. And of course, I have so many questions for you, Petronella. You have no idea.
I'm so pleased to be talking to you. Thank you so much for inviting me, Chia. Thank you.
Of course. So you are originally from the UK.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So I was born in Suffolk, which not many people have heard about, but it's on the east coast of England. And it's very, very flat country. And I was brought up by the sea. And it was a wonderful childhood, you know, jumping in and out of the sea and being really wild and free. But my parents split up when I was 8 and I went to live in London. So really, I call myself a Londoner now. And I love London, but I'm very, very glad to be in Palm Beach instead.
It has been quite of a change moving from London to Palm Beach. But what do you like the most about Suffolk?
I think I love the wildness of it. I love the wind. I love the flat land. I love the huge skies. I love the fact that we were right by the sea and you could very often actually smell the sea. And I think the food that's grown there is very rich in iodine, which is a mineral that's very often missing from our diets. And I think that's very good for us. And I just, yeah, when I if somebody says Suffolk, it just makes my heart feel quite joyful.
I can understand. And how did you adjust to the hot temperatures in Florida?
I love it. You know, England's lovely and it was a great place to live, but it's only good as long as you can get out of it. And in lockdown, we were trapped for almost 2 years. And, you know, England's very grey and quite dark. And it's an island, so it feels can feel quite claustrophobic. So to be out here in this light and this sunshine is just the best thing. We're so, so happy that we made the move. Really love it here.
Yeah, I imagine. I love Florida. I lived in Germany as well. And every time I went to Florida, I felt like so happy, because not because I don't like Germany, because I really love there, but I need the sun, you know, I need the sun.
We need the sun. You know, Lucia, I don't know, it hasn't really got much to do with this, but talking about the sunshine, and we went, Ricardo and I, my husband, went to collect some piece of equipment that he wanted for the garden. And we drove out into it was quite wild countryside and saw this couple. And they had a little boy and he was 4 years old and he was white, like, you know, he never saw any sun. And then the mum was telling me that he just had his Cheerios for breakfast and that he was autistic. And I was just thinking, that is so sad. You know, children should be able to play outside, you know, not in the burning sun. But he was so white and he was eating this terrible diet. And I just thought, no wonder he is not feeling very well.
Yeah.
Because now we've been terrorized, you know, that the sun is dangerous. But actually, if it wasn't for the sunshine, we human beings wouldn't be here at all. It's key to our survival. really is not moving.
Yeah, D vitamin is super important. We need it, and we cannot get it much from the food. So we
No, hardly anything. Exactly. It's really, really important. And the key is to, not to go out in the midday, but to go out morning and afternoon when the sun is warm, but it's not burning. That's the best. It's so good for us. Yeah. Really, really love it. But most people here don't have any kind of suntan. Ricardo and I are, we go out every morning. Well, every morning the sun's shining, and just think, oh, aren't we lucky to have this sun? Yeah. Love it.
Oh, yes. And actually, you're doing great work in the field of nutrition. I want to congratulate you, Petronella.
Thank you so much, Lucia. Thank you. It's funny, I saw a lot of people who'd pretty much given up, and they'd been to see lots of doctors, and the doctors couldn't really help them. And then I thought, well, actually, they haven't really given up because they're here with me. So on some level, they think that there is some hope. And I would remember people coming in, and they were quite dejected in a way. But by the time they left the consultation, they had a spring in their step, and they were hopeful that they were actually going to change the way that they felt and the way that they looked and the way that they lived their life, which is such an honor, really. It was a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Yeah, really
I can
lovely.
imagine, yes. And
Well, you know about that. Yeah.
I can't wait to learn more about your cookbook and start preparing healthy meals. My husband is super excited about it.
Yeah, the HBD cookbook. And a funny story behind this, actually, because the editor who contacted me from HarperCollins really wanted to get it out for January 2023. And we were talking in July 2022, which wasn't much time, to get a full color book out. Anyway, I finally got the copy to them. I think it was at the beginning of October, and somehow they managed to pull it together and got this beautiful book ready for the bookshelves in January 23. Amazing. Really
That's
good.
wow.
Yeah.
And before we start talking about your book, could you tell our listeners your journey from your first job in PR to becoming a nutrition practitioner?
Thank you, Lucia. It's a funny thing. I suppose most of us take such winding journeys to get to where we are today. And I started off in PR, as you say, and we had accounts like Cartier and Tiffany and Louis Vuitton. It was all, very smart stuff. And we went to Venice on the Venice Simplon Orient Express, the most glamorous train you can imagine. And it was fun, but I didn't really feel that I was doing anything very useful. And I moved from there to doing PR for books, funnily enough. And that was much more fun. I used to take the authors around the country and organize interviews for them. And then I met my husband and fell in love, and we got married. And to cut a long story short, we went to live in Switzerland. And there I was writing for trade cosmetic magazines. But the marriage didn't last, and I came back to London. But I came back to London with my son, who, my longed for child. But my longed for son wasn't very well when he was little. He had a lot of sort of respiratory infections. And I used to take him to the doctor, and the doctor would say, well, he's got this infection, he needs antibiotics. And so I didn't think anything of it. He had a lot of antibiotics. As a result, though, he started to get more ill more often because, as we know, antibiotics knock out the good bacteria which protect our immune system. And so eventually I thought, I can't do this anymore. I have to find something else. Tried lots and lots of different things. Everything helped, but it didn't really stick. And then finally, one day, and it's unbelievable to me now to think about it, the last thing I thought about changing was his nutrition. And I did. And we took him off dairy, things like milk and cheese and yogurt. And we took him off gluten, which is the problematic protein in wheat, rye, and barley, and gave him probiotics. And he began to get better. Unbelievable. And I was looking, literally reading, I mean, much more than I needed to at that point about nutrition. because I was fascinated by it and incredulous that this way of changing somebody's diet could really heal them and make them well again. And I read in one of the back of the books a sentence that's something like, "Are you interested in a career in nutrition?" And you know that moment when your hair stands on end and you think, "Oh, wow, that'd be so exciting. I can't believe, I would have thought that that was for somebody else to do." And I went along to the interview and they said, "Yeah, we can take you and you can sign up for the course starting in September." And the rest really was history, so it was through helping my son overcome these horrible infections, which led to his immune system being really too low, that led me to nutrition. So I'm very grateful to him for that. Very, very grateful.
That's it. Go ahead.
Yeah, soon after I graduated, I started the course in 2000 at the Institute for Optimum Nutrition. When I graduated 3 years later, I set up my private practice pretty much straight away. And you know what it's like? You're sitting behind your desk thinking, "This is so exciting." But of course, nobody's coming because nobody knows what you're doing or you're there or anything. And eventually, I started to build up my practice. And eventually, the practice got too big. I had a waiting list, I was oversubscribed. And at the same time, I was thinking, this isn't really fair because I was putting my prices up and putting my prices up. And I was thinking, well, it's all very well for people who can afford to pay to learn how to feel better, but what about the people who can't afford to pay? And almost at the same moment, a journalist from the Daily Mail got in touch and she said, "I've been commissioned to write an article about your program and I want to do it." So at that moment, I thought, right, I'm going to have 3 months with this lady. 3 months is what it's going to take for me to write this book, the first book, which was HBD, The Human Being Diet. And I sat down and wrote it. And my idea was that when the article came out, I could imagine somebody reading it thinking, if only I had a couple of $1,000 to see a nutritionist and to do this program. And then they'd scroll down to the end of the article. And at the end of the article, it would say, "There is a book available and you can follow the program in this book and you too will get amazing results." And so that's what I did. And that's why the first edition of the book was quite hard to follow. And it wasn't terribly clear or coherent. And that's why I wrote the second edition, which came out in September 23. And it's a really easy to follow program. And I'm proud of it. And it's for anybody who really cares about their health. Every adult, that is. It's not suitable for children, obviously, so but anybody of 18 or over. It's also not suitable for athletes because they have different, nutrition requirements, and it's not suitable for pregnant or breastfeeding mothers or women. But anybody else who cares about their health, who really wants to make the most of this life, because that's how we, enjoy this life. It's the body that we live in. It's how we feel. It's our energy. It's our skin. It's our digestion. So anybody who wants to get the most out of life, I really recommend it. And I am proud of it.
Yeah, so that's always amazing that you decided to share your knowledge with other
Thank you.
people. And we know that nutrition and exercise play crucial roles in a healthy lifestyle. And I'm pretty sure that our listeners are curious about the human being diet. So, Petronella, can you tell us more, a little bit about this diet?
The human being diet is about, in a nutshell, it's about feasting and fasting because that's what human beings have always done. And very often in our past history, in our caveman days, food was scarce. We didn't have enough food. We were often hungry. And so the ones our ancestors, our great 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 grandparents, were the ones who were good at finding food when food was available. They were good at hunting. They were good at bringing things back for the family pot, well, for the tribal pot, really. And those of us who ate the food and who ate as much of it as we could when food was available were also good at laying down a little extra layer of fat. And that extra layer of fat kept us going through the lean times when food was no longer available. So they were evolutionary advantages, being able to eat a lot and being able to store the excess as fat. And that's why it's very hard for us today to turn our backs on that idea of not eating everything that's in front of us. And our new survival tactic has to be to turn our back on that and say, there's enough food, I don't need to panic. But I do need to stop snacking. And I need to eat 3 meals a day and to have at least 5 hours of fasting between each meal. Because when we fast between our meals, our insulin levels is low enough for our fat-burning friend glucagon, which is another hormone, to kick into action. And if we're always eating, we're always producing insulin, we're always in fat storage mode. So the fasting is really, really important. And it's very hard to start with, but I promise it gets easier. And every time we're hungry or angry or bored or whatever we're feeling, have a big glass of water. That is the antidote to almost everything. And all
Exactly.
those times, snap, we thought that we were hungry. Very often we were actually thirsty. So that's really, really important. So 3 meals a day for the first 2 weeks, it's quite strict. No oil, no alcohol, no sugar. I recommend that people come off dairy because it's so allergenic. And no gym, no cardio exercise, because what we're trying to do with the human being diet is spend more time in the calming, soothing, parasympathetic part of the nervous system and less time in the sympathetic nervous system. And we are stimulated by exercise, by intense exercise. We're stimulated, it puts us into fight or flight, and we produce all those stress hormones, including cortisol. And cortisol means that we put on more fat around our middles. So we don't want to do any of that. We just want to spend as much time walking, being calm, breathing, being in nature, eating foods, the real foods, not ultra processed foods, Mediterranean diet style, and just talking to our genes and communicating with our genes, because food is not just calories, protein, fat. It's also information that speaks to our DNA. And that's why we're getting into such trouble now with these ultra processed foods, because our body doesn't understand those foods. It's sort of random chemicals that make the food taste better than it is. So it's really coming back to nature, coming back to the foods that we evolved on eating, not eating things out of a packet. It sounds hard, and it's a little bit difficult to start with, but the cookbook really, really helps. And it's full of really simple, very often one pot recipes, which is my favorite, so much less washing up. And just using natural, wholesome, lovely ingredients. So that is a key, and lots of herbs. Yeah, because they're full of incredible nutrients and antioxidants that are beloved by our microbes. You know, people are talking about the microbiome. So sometimes it's a good thing to think to ourselves, not what would I like to eat, but what would they like to eat? And they love lots of vegetables. They love extra virgin olive oil. They love all those herbs. What they don't really like at all is stress. They don't even like loud music. They don't like flying. And they hate ultra processed foods with a vengeance. And all those fake sugars like aspartame, they just kill them. So when we're thinking about, getting sugar out of our diet, let's not think about substituting it for anything else, because that sweet tooth that we have, that so many of us have, I sometimes call the sweet tooth the sugar monster. And the more we feed the sugar monster, the more hungry it gets and the more it demands. So really the only way to kill it is to say, that's it. I'm not giving you any more sugar. No more sugar at all. You can have one apple a day and that's it. And eventually the sugar monster gets much quieter and eventually it dies. And something that can really help with getting the sugar monster under control is apple cider vinegar, putting it on our salads and also putting it in sparkling or still water to have with our meals. And I don't quite know what the mechanism is, but I do know that it really helps with sugar cravings. So that would be a really good friend to have.
Yeah, thank you for your tips. And Petronella, also I was reading about your book and I noticed the emphasis on fresh vegetables and high quality protein.
High quality protein. Because, if you buy a bag of almonds and it might say 18 grams of protein, the almonds have 18 grams of protein in that packet. But that does not mean that we can absorb and use that 18 grams of protein because almonds contain an incomplete protein. The only complete plant protein on earth is soy. So things like tofu and tempeh. Tempeh is particularly good because it's fermented. So, fermented soy, which is beloved by our microbes. But really, the other high quality proteins are eggs, fish, milk, cheese, chicken, and meat. That's it. All the vegetable proteins other than soy, unless we're very clever about mixing, say, rice and beans, which we don't do on the human being diet anyway, it's quite hard to get enough protein. And people are talking about protein finally. And there's a lot about the different types of protein and different protein values in my book because it's such an important part of our diet. So I hope that will help you.
And what types of recipes can readers expect to find within the cookbook pages?
So the cookbook contains it's it was really it was written as a companion to the main book, which is the Human Being Diet. But it's a book that anybody who cares about their health can pick up and use and know that the recipes inside are not only full of wholesome, natural ingredients that have not been processed, but that they're also very, very simple and very, very delicious. Because I think, if you have a recipe and it's demanding like 20 or 30 different things and it's going to take you an hour to prepare, I'm not going to do that. And I don't think that many people are. We don't have time. We want something quick and delicious and easy and something that looks nice and that makes us feel good, makes us feel like, we're very good and capable cooks while we're cooking it. But to follow the Human Being Diet, you don't have to do any cooking at all. If you really, really don't want to do cooking, you can eat sardines or you can eat tuna or you can buy a packet of prawns, frozen prawns and defrost them and mix them with a bag of salad and a delicious avocado. It doesn't have to be complicated. Nearly everybody can boil a couple of eggs and have those with some salad again. So it's really not difficult. And people say sometimes, oh, but it's really expensive eating real food. Well, actually, if you think that you're going to be getting rid of all the snacks on the Human Being Diet, there are going to be no more of those sneaky little cappuccinos between meals or anything else. You're going to be saving a lot of money on ultra processed food and snacks. And that money you can spend on real, wholesome, fantastic, deliciously good food that will make you feel fabulous and put the joy back in your life. That's what it's all about.
Oh, I love this. I want this book, Petronella. I will be cooking different things from now on.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting and it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be complicated. It should be easy, it should be quick, it should be doable. We should do as little washing up as possible, as little preparation as possible. And 10 minutes later have something wholesome and lovely to eat. Really important.
I know you worked in private practice for nearly 20 years. Am I correct?
20 years, 20 years. It
20
was, yeah,
years.
it was my own practice and I loved it and I loved the transformation that I saw in people. One of the things, actually, I must share this with you, is that I began to think after a couple of years of this, if everybody stopped eating bread, I would have much less to do. Not that bread's bad, but the gluten that modern bread contains is not the same gluten that was in the bread that our grandparents, our great-grandparents ate. It's much higher in gluten, and that's where a lot of our problems come from. And it's very addictive, and gluten is a small enough protein to cross the blood-brain barrier, and there it attaches to the opiate receptors. So it's a bit like having a little hit of morphine. So it's quite hard to turn our back on that. But yeah, no bread on the Human Being Diet, no grains for the first 2 weeks. Yeah.
You know, I stopped eating bread for over 2 years now. And I don't miss bread anymore because I used to, I was not eating a lot of bread, but I was eating at least one slice in the morning and another slice in the afternoon. But I decided that gluten is not good for
Not your
my
friend,
health.
no.
No, and I stopped eating bread. Of course, when I'm in Italy, I can't resist and I eat a pizza once. But you know, Petronella, I feel so much better. For me, it was a turning point to
Yeah.
stop eating. And I read that your son was gluten intolerant.
He was. It was really interesting because because his dad and I split up, sadly. And so he used to spend part of his holidays with his dad. And he went to the States with him when we were living in England. And he was just a little guy. He was probably 6 years old or something. And he came back on the plane. You know, they'd wake you up and say, "Here's your breakfast." And there was a croissant, and he didn't think about it. He'd been so good. And he was half asleep, and he looked at the croissant and he ate it. By the time he landed at the airport, his mouth was it was full of ulcers. You know, they call them canker sores, I think, in America, mouth ulcers. And that was a horrible, horrible thing to happen for him. But in a way, it helped because then it made him think, actually, yeah, this is really not good for me. And it's not until we take something out for quite a long time, at least 2 weeks, before we put it back in, that we see how it might be affecting us. And I used to have terrible black bags under my eyes. And I put the concealer on every morning. And one morning I was putting the concealer on. I was thinking, why are you doing that? And I hadn't noticed, but it was 3 months since I stopped eating bread. And that had gone. Yeah,
That's
incredible.
amazing. Yeah. As you said, they don't use the same products as before. And I was seeing some pictures from people in 1930s or the 40s. Everybody was thin.
Thin, exactly. Thin and fit. Yeah, they really were. And apparently in the war years, that was all of us in Europe, we were at our fittest ever because we weren't eating any rubbish. No, all that processed food really came about as the war ended and margarine came in and all that stuff. Yeah. And then things went downhill. Sad.
Unfortunately. And the book's wide range of recipes and simplicity make it fantastic for all tastes, as I could understand. Is that correct?
Exactly, Lucia, exactly. And I very often get asked, can I follow the human being diet? I'm a vegetarian. Yes. Can I follow it if I'm vegan? Yes. Can I follow it if I'm omnivore? Yes, absolutely. But you can't follow it if you're fruitarian. If you only eat fruit, this is not going to work for you.
But a fruitarian, I couldn't because my body releases a lot of
Yeah.
insulin and I
Yeah.
have
Yeah.
hyperinsulinemia
Yeah.
and I avoid eating fruits without having eaten before something
Yeah.
like a meal, or I always
Exactly.
eat it with a protein. Otherwise,
Yeah,
yeah.
perfect. Yeah, perfect. No, we have to be careful. That's the other thing because the US government and the UK government, you know, I think everybody says you've got to eat lots of fruit and vegetables. And, you know, it's as if fruit is free, but it's not because, as you say, it's got a lot of sugar in it. It's vegetables. They are the original superfoods, not fruit. A little bit of fruit, of course. An apple a day, if you're following the human being diet, like up to 100 grams, you know, an ounce. I don't know what 100 grams is in ounces, but some, you know, blueberries or something like that, but not a lot of fruit because it's no good for us. And it's very heavy on the liver, you know. And our liver is our fat burning organ, and most of us would like to lose a couple of pounds. And if we overwhelm our liver, we won't be able to do that. Very important.
And people sometimes they say, "Ah, but fruits are natural." Yeah, but your metabolism, they don't know if you are eating sugar from
Exactly.
crackers or it's a fructose or saccharose. They interpret it as sugar. Am I
Yeah,
correct?
you're absolutely correct. It all goes to the same place, and it very often ends up here.
Unfortunately, I wish I could eat everything I want. I
I
love
know.
chocolate, but chocolate, even dark chocolate, 85, 90%. I eat just a small piece sometimes because it makes me feel so bad, but I love chocolate. So.
Lucia, try having, if you have 80% and 90% in the house, try having it like half a square of 90% first. And also another good trick with chocolate is to let it dissolve in your mouth, because you get all the aroma that way without actually chewing it. And then put a square of 80%, which is still very high, and the 80% will taste much sweeter and much nicer.
I'll do it.
I promise it's true.
I'll try it today.
Try.
Petronella, what advice would you offer to people seeking to improve their health through nutrition and lifestyle changes?
Well, I think for anybody who's about to embark on a lifestyle change or a dietary change, something that really, really helps is to get really clear about why we want to do it, how it's going to help. So it may be that you're fed up with having a bloated tummy, or with water retention, or with extra weight, or with joint pain, or any of those things, and work out how would you feel? How would it change your life if you didn't have that joint pain, if you didn't have that bloating, if you lost the weight you wanted to lose? How would it make you feel? How would you feel in your clothes? How would you feel on the beach? How would you feel in terms of energy? If you're no longer in pain, you're definitely going to have more energy. If you're no longer bloated, you're definitely going to look better in your clothes. So not just about clothes, but about how it would change your life, actually. Because if we're not really clear about the reasons for wanting to change the status quo, what we're doing now, then it's quite hard to stick to. But so I would say, get clear about your reasons, write them down. Maybe write them into your phone and read them, when you're having breakfast in the morning. And start every day with a new intention. Oh yeah, that's why I'm following this program, because I want to change XYZ, because I'm sick of feeling like this. It's called inspirational dissatisfaction. That even though we've been doing these things for a long, long time, and we know it's hard to break habits, that it's really, really worth it, because what we want is going to change how we feel and how we go through our life. I think that's really key. Yeah.
Love it.
And we can, the only thing is that our subconscious is very often fighting with us and literally saying things to our brain like, why are you doing this? We were okay before. Why do you want to change everything? And so we just ignore all that and remember what we want to change and why, and take it day by day. Every day is a new day. And lots of us fall, and we just hop back on and say, that was then. I'm starting again today. I'm feeling really good about things. And this is what I'm doing because this is what I want to feel. I think that's key, really key. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And also drink water and go outside.
Drink water and go outside, exactly. And neither of those things are very complicated or cost us anything. And go outside. And I know that, some places in the Northern Hemisphere, well, I think it's getting lighter and lighter, thank goodness, in the morning. But if you can get that morning sun or even morning light in your eyes, that really helps to reset our circadian rhythm. And particularly good if you have problems sleeping, if your body clock's slightly out of whack. So getting that early morning light can really, really help. And then be really good about iPads and iPhones, turn them off at least an hour, preferably 2 hours before bed, and keeping your bedroom cool, not too hot, because sleep is really important. And sleep is actually the time that we burn more fat when we're asleep than when we're awake. So getting enough sleep is absolutely crucial, and for our immune system too. So yeah, at least 7 hours. And if you need an alarm clock to wake you up in the morning, it means you haven't had enough sleep. Really important.
I will be super happy to come back to Palm Beach to learn more about you and spread the word about your work. Your work is great,
Thank you
Petronella.
so much, Lucia. I really hope you come back to Palm Beach. I'd love to see you here again. It would be an absolute pleasure. And it's been such a pleasure talking to you. And I hope that somebody will get something useful from that. I really hope so. Because that's what it's all about. It's helping each other feel better and get more joy out of life. That's key.
Yes, exactly. And where can we find your books and you online?
Thank you so much. So the books are both available on Amazon, and my website is being revamped as we speak, which is very exciting. So it's not terribly exciting at the moment, but it will be soon. And it's called thehumanbeingdiet.com. And you can also find me on Instagram under my name at Petronella Ravenshear. And we have a fantastic, fabulous, loving community on Instagram. And we have a live session every Tuesday at 1:30 EST for questions and answers and general support. And it's called the Human Being Diet, is called the HBD Gang for short. And I've started calling it the HBD Love Gang because the people you come across there are so loving and so generous and so supportive. And it really helps you to feel you're not doing this alone. There's a whole troop of people who are doing it with you, and everybody wants everybody else to succeed. So that's a really important message. So do join us there too. It would be lovely to see you.
Thank you. And I want to leave a message for our listeners. We'll have the honor to have Petronella in our magazine, The Relatable Voice, in April. So you will be able to read her article and her social media. Please grab your free magazine. It will be soon available, and I hope you enjoy. So, Petronella, again, it was such a pleasure to speak with you.
Such a pleasure.
Come back. And today I will start a new diet.
That's so wonderful, Lucia. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure talking to you. Loved it. Real, real pleasure. And looking forward to seeing you in Palm Beach County again soon. Yeah.
It's a deal.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next one is posted. Please rate this podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you for listening, and remember, relationships don't exist. Relating does. Until next time.